Log Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
Hello. How are you guys? Hello, Z-Man. We know you're on the line. And this is Sabrina Williams. And as I said, I'm your host for the next 60 minutes to 90 minutes or whatever, however long the show goes. We are in Vegas. It's about 95 degrees. Today we're going to have our independent artist and vegan advocate, Z-Man. He's a pioneer of the Bay Area. He's hip-hop community. Z-Man is far more than just your average MC. He's rier, loose, and full of energy on stage. His live performances like watching electrical wires sparking into flames in the middle of a busy city. Oh, my God, somebody might get burned. Watch out, people. Over the years, Z-Man's paintings and visual art have draped many storefronts and businesses throughout the streets of San Francisco. Statistically, his artworks mirrors the songwriting, both poignantly vivid and is statistically on some societies more taboo. He also is a lifelong vegan and makes it plain in a way that pescatarian, vegetarians, and meat gobblers can all understand. To him, his most important work to date is Don't Sleep on What You Eat and Don't Sleep on Z-Game. It's food for the soul. Welcome, Z-Man, to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing grandtastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. So we know you're from the Oakland Bay Area with the Raiders, who's soon to be part of Las Vegas. What do you guys think about losing your team?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't care what the Raiders do, actually. That's good they're going to Vegas. But I'm only because I'm not a Raiders fan. I mean, I'm from San Francisco, actually. You know what's crazy? Everybody's been
49ers.
Saying 49ers. As of lately I'm from Oakland. Huh? What's that?
You're a 49ers fan, then.
Yeah, I mean, definitely over the Raiders. I mean, you know, I used to love football at one point, and I'm just kind of like, eh. I mean, I've just kind of been over it, man, to be honest. And plus with the whole Kaepernick thing and everything else, I just kind of like said, you know what, I ain't messing with you football, you know. It's over.
Right.
It's over with.
I didn't think anybody'd bring it up, but you got to listen to my thing from the day before. On Sunday, we'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
But before we do that, we'll tell everybody how the show's going to go. But I want to let everybody know on June 10th, I am going to have Denise Bryson. She is the author of In a Killer's Footsteps. I was reading this book, and I'm going to have to tell you guys, I usually read synopsis of people's books, and then I'll read the book myself and then give them a critique. Mm-hmm. So I read the synopsis, and I just got the book yesterday. Well, what happened is I was reading the synopsis, and, oh, my God, it was the bomb. Basically, it's a serial killer. You guys are going to have to read yourself. But the thing that was really interesting was these smoking shoes, they called them, that the serial killer transferred to these other five people that killed, including this one main character, okay? So
wow. Uh-huh.
I had that, it left off at that. So I had been washing my Converse tennis shoes because everybody knows I love my Converse. I got to keep them clean. And it must
yeah.
the dryer was hot, and my shoes were on top of it cooling off, and there was smoke coming out. So I freaked out, started praying over my shoes, like, oh, dear Jesus, my shoes are now going to be part of a serial killer. And but I'll tell you what, I was reading the book last night, and I couldn't put it down. It's fabulous. So you guys are going to have to tune in June 10th to hear more about the book, and you can buy it on Amazon, follow Denise, but it's a great book. Okay, so we're going to interview. It's really a good book, I'm going to tell you. I'm not really into murder mysteries like that, but I'm going to tell you what. When I saw my shoes smoking on top of the dryer and I had a correlation to the book, I'm going to say, in my mind, just goes way, 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 way other places. Okay. So we're talking about veganism and what it's like to be a vegan. And so everybody may have questions about that, and you know, what is it like, and, you know, how you got into it, and we're going to talk about those. But before we do that, I know you told everybody where you're from, but tell everybody, we're not doing your music today, but before we go into discussing vegan, why don't you tell us, like, how you got into music and what's your art about?
So I got into music, you say?
Yes, how did you get into music?
Well, music has always been, a part of me, maybe indirectly, because my mama and her sisters and brothers and grandparents was always playing music in the house. I would just, you know, kind of bob out just a little bit, and you know, if it was a sleep caught me, I would, you know, probably sing or whatever, dance with it or whatever. And, my grandpa, he's a jazz. Hey, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
My grandpa's a jazz man. Yes. I didn't know if he was interrupting me or you were saying something or what
no,
happened.
No, I'm saying, go ahead. Keep going. Sorry. Keep going.
I'm sorry. I'm the one crazy. All right. So anyhow, so music has always been, you know, just we would hear it around the house. But when hip hop music started to come along, and that was, you know, the 80s, like in the 80s when we really started tripping on it, me and my brother, older cousins would, you know, they strut, be a robot and all that. Kind of like, you know, buzz on them. Then the disco kind of thing went into other, like, computer beat, like, synths and all that, and drums, just heavy drums. And at first, you know, this wasn't heavy. Like, we would play on the radio a little bit, but people had records of this stuff, actually. So, whenever you heard it, you were just kind of sick. For one reason or another, it just really started to talk to me, you know what I mean? Like, the hip hop music. And I was like, because there wasn't any rappers really on it at first. A lot of scratching, DJ stuff, and just instrumental stuff. So when rappers started getting on it, then we were like, oh wow, this is that too. But how to describe it in our heads. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
We just kind of like flocked to it, and the music started talking to us, and we said, you know what? I like my mama's, you know, music, and I like my grandpa's music, and everybody else, my aunties and them and uncles. But this music is talking to us. You know what I'm saying? So kind of just got into it, just felt hip-hop culture. I enjoyed other music, and I still do to this day, but you know, hip-hop was just spoke to me, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, gravitated to it and tried to, you know, imitate it a little bit, imitating my heroes and people I liked and just stuff, you know, of that nature. So that's pretty much what got me into it. I mean, just the whole vibe of it, the attitude, you know, what people were saying. And
okay.
And then, you know, graffiti, of course, was connected to it. And I was always an artist. So, I mean, I've been drawing since I was 6 years old. And, you know, I drew Woody Woodpecker, and my mama was like, wait a minute, who drew this? I mean, you know, we're sitting there. She said, you drew this off, did you trace this, or did you? I'm like, nah, I just. She takes the picture from me and tells me to draw Woody Woodpecker again. So I draw him again. She's going crazy.
Wow.
So she started encouraging me to draw a lot. Because I saw her draw, you know, look outside the window and just kind of draw buildings and cars and whatever, she, you know, and telephone poles and all that. And used to buy me comfort books and, you know, other books or whatever, story books and. I always loved cartoons and I always loved art. So, yeah, she started encouraging me to do it. And Woody Woodpecker is the first kind of thing I drew that got her attention. And she got on me to, you know, and pushed me to draw.
Wow.
Which, that's all I used to do. What's that?
I said, that's amazing because I can't even draw. I can draw one circle. That's about it. I can't draw. Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess when you feel it, it's just one of those things. I mean, it was just in me always, you know. Like I said, I loved animation and always thought about being a cartoonist when I was little and drew comic books and stuff like that and still listened to rap music. And, you know, they just hand in hand went together, you know what I mean? And I felt like as the years were going by and as I was listening more closely to what rap was about, and the skill levels and the people's patterns and cadence and all that, I just kind of, wow, that just went with my art. You know what I mean? Like, I draw these like B-boy kind of characters or just weird alien looking characters, but they would always be like these dope suits. You know what I mean? Like cocaine and medallions and, you know, and dope Nikes or dope Fila's, Adidas, whatever. You know what I mean? Troops. I mean, this is back then. And people like, hey, can you draw this for me? Can you draw this for me? I started drawing for people, and then I started charging people to draw for them.
Hey, nothing's wrong with that. You gotta have a handsome.
Nah.
Do you ever have exhibits any place, or do you have shows that you do for your art?
Yes, absolutely. I've had art shows. That didn't come until a little later. So I mean, so as years gone by, I was painting on clothes and stuff like that. I was painting on people's hoodies or their jeans or their jean jackets or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tennis shoes once in a while. I started painting on canvas, and that was, you know, maybe 18 years ago, something like that. 19 years ago, I started painting on canvas, really. I mean, I always painted. On canvas is where I really started to, like, really go for it. I mean, I was a little then I would just go buy canvases and kind of just go for it. Then maybe a few years later after that, then I started having, like, shows and stuff because I, you know, kind of got a hang of it. But then again, I never went to art school. You know, I just kind of had to teach myself how to do this. I had a few art classes and stuff in school, but, you know, that was just, you know, more of an elective or something, you know what I mean? Art school, but, yeah, so I just, then I started having art shows. I had a couple out here in San Francisco, and then I had a couple in Minneapolis. I had a couple in Montana. I think I had one in Oakland, maybe. But this is a while back. So now, right now, I'm trying to first was doing, actually, because now people are starting to, like, look me up and really trip on my artwork.
Nice.
Which is a good thing, yeah.
It's actually good. So before we go into it, because I'm gonna let everybody know what the difference between vegan and vegetarian is and the difference and similarities.
Okay.
But before we do that, I want you to go ahead and tell everybody where that they can follow you at and your social media handles.
Sure. So everybody, party people, listeners, vegans, non-vegans, you can catch me at Z Maney Z Dazzle. That is ZMAINEY. ZZZZL. Z Maney Z Dazzle. And that's on my Instagram, and that is also on my Facebook. Twitter is Z Man the Original. All one word spelled out on Twitter. If you want to check me out. And you'll find artwork on my Instagram, and you'll find me just being social on Facebook. So, you know, if you want to know about stuff and other things going on. Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I mean, I got a lot of coming along too, like new artwork for the summer, new music. And, you know, I do all my album covers and my own poster work as well. So, at times I'm busy right now. Very, very busy.
You're very, 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 very talented. All right. So, again, we're on the air with Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host. And we have Z-Man, Z-Maney on. And we're going to go on to the topic of vegetarian and vegan. And I thought this would be a good thing because Las Vegas has really, in my opinion, is becoming a hub of vegans and vegetarians, and there's a lot of restaurants who cater to vegans and vegetarian. They just don't just, oh my God, like say, oh, we do. They have separate cookers for the food, so it's really becoming a good, really interesting thing. They actually have a vegan restaurant where you eat in the dark. Literally everything's in the dark, and you experience that. I'm a little nervous about that because I need to see my food, so we'll see. I might sneak a flashlight in. But anyway, let me stop. Okay. So, the difference between vegan and vegetarian. So we've all heard, there's no doubt, this came from Dr. Edward Group, D.C. /MP/DACBN/ I'm reading all her initials so she can't say I didn't give her credit, and -DCBN, and I don't know what some of those things mean. Okay, but a vegetarian excludes meat, poultry, and seafood from their diet. Some vegetarians
right.
also exclude dairy. Some don't, and some consume eggs. Likewise,
yeah,
vegans avoid meat, poultry, and seafood, but they also take it a step further by eliminating all animal products from their diet. This includes any
every
type of animal milk and eggs. Vegans avoid foods produce using animals or animal products in any way,
mm-hmm.
including
mm-hmm.
honey. And we're going to talk about my
yep.
Beef with that. Literally, sorry, it's a pun, but anyway. Many vegans also
avoid... You got a beef with honey?
Yeah. Stop. You'll hear in a second. Many vegans also avoid household products, clothing, or other items made from animal products or tested on animals.
Right.
And with that being said, we're going to talk about the new thing that's going on. That's not even a new thing because hemp has been around. You know, everybody knows that hemp is a derivative of marijuana, but this can be used to make clothes
yep.
and other things. Has been around, but a lot of people now are now acting like it's a new thing and coming out with hemp clothing. Okay, so let's talk about first. Like the bee thing, okay? Because I have to be honest, okay?
I
love honey, and I, you know, I got kicked out of the vegan group because I did get kicked out of the vegan group. The lady was a little crazy. I don't think she got all of her nutrients, and we'll talk about what happens when a vegan or vegetarian is deprived of B12. Anyway, that's not the point, though. But the point is, I'm
more than happy to talk about all that, to be honest.
So I got deprived. I got kicked out of the group because I ate honey. And because I didn't really
mm-hmm.
know about being vegan at first, that you had to, like, they don't eat the honey. And she said that I was raping a bee. So we were arguing over the particular things of how that would look like with me, myself being big and raping a bee, instead
right.
of, like, the birds and the bees and stuff. So, anyway, I got kicked out of the group. Now, I have a thing with honey because I like honey because it's natural. And I'm thinking, you know what? Even in Jesus' time, they ate honey. But anyway, now, so I want you to give me your take. I just can't. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I want you, Z-Man, to go ahead and give us your thing on why you particularly don't eat honey and why, and because of it's an animal derivative, and why. So you go take the floor with this now. I'm sorry, I got to stop.
Well, okay, so I also used to eat honey. I guess a lot of people did. I mean, but I also had to, I had to go deeper with it too. I'm doing a song about it. I also coincidentally, called honey is bees vomit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What honey bee goes out to do is she'll go out and pollen, get this pollen, come back and they produce honey. Up the honey and they do their magic and then they make it into honey. And so my whole thing was this, like, that's one thing, because I kind of knew this, for as long as it's been, and I kind of said, you know what, bees shouldn't have to go through this, because I look at it, like, people always are in power. People are always enslaving animals. If it isn't the cows, the chickens, the horses, the pigs, it's the damn bees. You know what I'm saying? Like, they.
So why do you think that God created the animals then?
Well, I mean, they're not for that. I mean, they're not to be here to, like, be our slaves. They had a life.
How are they our slaves? I'm interested. I'm just asking.
They are slaves because, you can – okay, so I'm writing an album called Animal Slavery, which
mm-hmm.
is something different than any other album I've ever, done. And I had to look at – one of the reasons I became vegan is because I was in science class. So my science teacher was playing this movie, I don't know, PETA or whoever back then, I brought it to him, to his attention. So anyway, he's playing this movie, and it's about a week long, and he watched it a piece of it. And this movie talked about, you know, I mean, it showed the violent, craziest, like, I mean, stuff I've ever seen happen. And as a meat eater, then I knew it was shady, but then I was like, all right, I saw this movie, talked about the rodeo, it talked about science, it talked about, well, the slaughterhouse, of course, it talked about the circus, the zoo, bullfighting, talk about, like, you know, everything, you know. So I had to say to myself, what? So there and then, stop. I mean, I wasn't the best at it. I just stopped eating animal products. But I mean, I still ate cheese and I still ate because I just didn't know it all, you know? And so as time went by, I finally, like, you know, I said, okay, enough is enough with this. I'm not going to eat that. So, I mean, the reason being I became a full-fledged vegan was because of animal cruelty and animal agriculture and all that, and, you know, livestock. Because what happens to these animals is not good. Some of them are pretty diabolic. You know, what they do to cows, for their milk, and, you know, and then the sow, you know, the pig, she basically gets put in a situation where she can't move, she can only, can't turn around. They inject her with a hog semen, you know, and all she does is just give birth and she takes it.
Okay.
You know,
all right, so,
and chickens don't have the right, either. They have the least right. Go ahead.
Okay, now I want to stop you there, and because I hear you about, I appreciate your concept of the animal slavery, but I'm going to go with, and this is just my thing. They, and I know in the Bible for sure, it said that God, we were created above the animals. We can all differ on animal slavery.
Hello.
Oh.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Let me take this off. So I hear what you're saying, but I think that I take into consideration that God created animals and that we are above them. But we could differ on that for a long time. But I want to go into.
Sure, we can.
I want to go into the dietary considerations, because I think for what I'm really wanting from you, V-Man, is for people to understand that, hey, because there's a choice, you know, you could be a vegetarian, you can be a vegan, you know, and or you can eat meat or whatever. But right now we're talking about people who are considering vegans or vegetarians. And I think the biggest thing for me is I see a lot of vegans who or vegetarians who are not getting their supplements. So let's talk about that. How do you I know some vegans don't like taking any vitamins, again, because those might be made from animal products. So how do you suggest that a person who is a full-fledged vegan or vegetarian, that they can get in their vitamin supplements? Let's talk about that. How does that work, whether it's with certain vegetables? Say, let's just say for me, like, I'm anemic. How would somebody make sure, as a vegan or a vegetarian that's anemic, that they would get in the proper nutrition so they don't have to go to certain red meat or certain fishes to get that protein? How would that work?
So vegetables have a lot of protein in them. And, you know, like broccoli has some, you know, properties. Tofu obviously has some properties. You know, kale, greens of that nature. Supplement I do take is a B12. Because, I mean, you know, I can't get it from. I can either go two ways. If I get B12, I can either drink the animal product. And, you know, I'm not doing it. So it just all depends. I mean, there's tons of nutrition and vegetables, beets and all that, and carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got.
Let's talk about beets. Why is beets so good? And because I've been hearing a lot of studies that beets have a lot of nutritional for and actually health proprieties for inflammation, things like that. Let's talk about beets, and let's talk about beets, kale, spinach, and avocados, because I and pineapples, because I know I've been reading a lot of those lately in combination for inflammation, for heart disease, taking care of your high blood pressure. Let's talk about those, because we did talk about, like, for people who are anemic, and you talk about B12. But before we go to those, why do you take B12? Because why do you do that?
Well, I take B12 just to be a little efficient, you know, so I don't have any. I mean, because for you know, the humans, you know, we just need it to get, you know, like, we need that. We need vitamin D. And I kind of lack a little bit in my vitamin D unless I'm eating certain vegetables, which I eat all vegetables, but I'm not always in the sun. You know what I'm saying? So just because I don't want to burn my skin, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want, like, a cancer or anything to happen. So I try to keep it fresh. But beets are really good for your blood and everything and other things and your – and what was the other stuff, like spinach and all that? I mean, the leafy greens, the darker the greens, the better the benefits. You know, they have a lot of protein. And also, just to put in here, spirulina and Crolella. They are ocean greens, and they have a lot of protein. They are the superfoods, and they have the most protein packed. They have their most protein-packed vegetables on the planet.
Before we go on to real quick, we talked about vitamin D, and I need everybody to understand what vitamin D, if you're not getting vitamin D and you have a deficiency, and African-Americans are high in that deficiency because, one, we don't always go into the sun, but it can actually, and this is what I found out, because I was having severe pain in my leg, one leg particularly. Mm-hmm. And when they did the test, 40% of Americans, all Americans have a vitamin D deficiency, and I was vitamin D deficient. So I had to take some vitamins for that, and then had to spend, like, you know, now I spend like 5 minutes a day in the sun. Just not a lot of time, but just to get enough sun. Just to get that, because the vitamin D deficiency can actually lead to other problems inside your nerves, in your bones, and which can complicate things. So it's really important that we get our vitamin D, and especially as women, when you're in your baby bearing years and you want to have children, if you're not getting that proper vitamin D, your child, when you're pregnant, will take that vitamin D from you, and you can actually have brittle bones and things. So people need to make sure that they get that vitamin D.
That's right. But in defense, there's a lot of vegetables with calcium, so that will strengthen the bones. And since you're not eating meat, that won't deplete your bones either. Because when you do eat meat products and dairy products, what happens is those go into the blood and they do a whole other thing, and then they go into the bone. They also take calcium from you. So when you urine, that calcium goes out through the urine,
right?
From eating meat products and dairy products. But there's plenty of vegetables with you know, off the head, I'm just like, yeah, man, hold on, what's vitamin D? There's spinach. I know there's another one. There's kale. There's broccoli. And there's legumes and all that stuff and beans, but those are more of a protein packing, you know, vegetables and fruits, and fruits too. Like, avocados are good for you. Definitely for the fats and, your skin, they may have a little vitamin D. Off the head.
Some people, they have, like you said, they have to, they don't go in the sun. But I want people to, and this is what this article talks about, and let me give her credit again. I'm just going to say her first name, Dr. Edward Group. They actually, she actually talks about if you do take supplements as a vegan or vegetarian, or even as just a regular person, avoid the slick ad that promises everything, explains nothing. quality is not about an appropriate category to cut corners. The Global
right.
Healing Center produces and distributes a number of ultra high quality products that are vegan friendly, including Vegan ZYME, and Oxy
right.
Powder. Everybody can do their own thing. We're not. This is not a show to say, oh my God, you have to do this as a vegan. It's just about a show to bring awareness.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
I'm just really intrigued because for a while there, for a long while, for I think it was like for almost over a year, I was just straight. I went from vegetarian to vegan, and now I'm now doing vegetarian and I've now moved back to meat a little bit, but now I'm going back to vegetarian and back to vegan because I've sort of kind of have to figure
mm-hmm.
things out. And sometimes the one thing, and I wanted you to come on the show because sometimes some vegans are like they don't. My son's here with us, and I'm on the air.
What's up, man?
You just opened the car door, and you know, like, hey, I'm on the air. Thank you for talking. I just want people to be able to listen to this show, you know, get a hold of the man, and because he's been doing this for over 25 years as a vegan. He's not a young man at this. And I'm not saying he's an old man because he doesn't even look his age. He probably looks, I think he looks all but 30. So you're not, it's not like you're, oh my God, you're an old person, but you have the experience and you have the knowledge. And why not bring somebody on here that's been doing a vegan for a long time to answer those questions? Because I have not. And I always think it's good that we have different people on the show. So we talked about the vitamin B12 deficiency. We talked about vitamin D. So let's talk about this, the vegan and vegetarian diet benefits. So how are those going to be met in a plant-based diet? What is the huge
mm-hmm.
range of health benefits for that?
Well, a plant-based diet is going to definitely trump over a vegetarian diet because vegetarians still – they'll still eat dairy and they'll still eat eggs and you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So they're not there almost. They're just kind of like part-time-ish, I would say, you know what I'm saying? But they're still going to have less health problems than a meat eater is going to have. You know what I mean? Like vegans definitely have a lower rate in, you know, heart attacks, diabetes 2, hypertension, you know what I mean? Like just cancer in general. Meat eaters are going to definitely have that and some. I mean, they kind of contribute to their already crazy diet of just eating meat and, you know, less vegetables. Vegetarians, I mean, they have a low rate of those diseases as well, you know what I'm saying? Because they're at least trying to not eat meat. Even though I've noticed some vegetarians might once in a while go, oh, I'm gonna eat a little fish. So it's pescatarian or whatever that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but
yeah.
I think in due time, if you're really what's that? Oh, you
okay,
say
hold
something?
On one second.
Ooh, okay. Sure.
I'm on the air. What is it?
Hold on, listeners. Hold on.
The door, please. Get in the car. Okay. There you go. That doesn't matter. They can hear the car getting on the radio. Sorry, everybody. It's part of real life. Okay. So, sorry, I'm distracted. Okay. One of the things I was going to say is that I noticed that a lot of, not a lot, but maybe just here in Nevada, that the vegetarians and the vegans, though, some of them are a little extra, they have extra weight on them. And some of them are even heavier than
sure.
me. And they eat a lot of fried foods. And I just, so I did this thing on Facebook.
A lot of junk food. Yes. Yep. A lot of junk food.
And the thing is, they consider, like, they'll have, there's some vegan restaurants that I just won't go to. And they consider vegan and vegetarian because they fry everything. It's like, and it's supposed to be, and
like
in their
soul food,
mind,
vegan,
well,
vegan soul food?
Yeah. Yep, like they have this thing where you can have it's called buffalo cauliflower, and you know what that is, where you
yep.
are big.
Yep.
The Vegan Nation does this really well, and they're awesome. Vegan Nation has a version of buffalo cauliflower. They bake it in an oven with hot sauce and spices, and then they'll
mm-hmm.
serve it baked. Now they do
yeah.
have another version of where they'll flash fry it. I don't get that version. But at some of the other restaurants, all they do is just fry all the vegetables. Now, you're telling us as a vegan and a vegetarian, this is what I'm trying to explain to them, is that you're wanting us to have a healthy lifestyle, but you're frying everything. Even as a person who has to watch my weight, I don't fry my food, period, because fried food, I don't care who you are, is not healthy for you. It's just not.
Right, because saturated fats will still put some plaque on your arteries. Any oil will, though, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
And like, then I notice also that they do a lot of pasta, and pasta can still have a lot of carbs. So how do you help people really want to stay losing weight and maintain a healthy weight?
Well, the argument is there's good carbs and then there's bad carbs or whatever. But carbs aren't really going to do that much to it, and especially if you're active and you kind of exercise a bit, you know, because that's – I know some vegans that are like, I eat good and I eat good and I don't do anything else. But you still got to build some muscle and just strengthen your bones so you can at least, like, as a human being, get around and, you know, and do something. But oils, I mean, I guess, you know, we can go back and forth and, you know, with that, because it's like, I guess moderation is everything, but I mean, I wouldn't.
Right.
But a lot of vegans definitely are kind of overweight and everything else because they still eat, they eat a lot of vegan junk food and a lot of sugar and a lot of fat. So it's like fats, salts, and sugars, you know, people in general are attracted to those because the taste buds, just those light the taste buds up. And so what people do is, if they're vegan or vegetarian, they replace them with other things, you know, like, oh, this is made without eggs, this is made without this, but it has this.
There's a police warrant.
They have these oils in them, and they have these sugars in them, you know what I mean, which is, you know, over time that's going to, you know, put a number on you, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where I would say, like, if you just want to eat whole foods and not – that stuff, like, I mean, yeah, definitely not eat a whole bunch of fried foods. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, here and there is okay, but I mean, I don't, you know, I wouldn't say do that all the time, you know what I mean? But some people don't know, and so they're just trying to figure it out and see, well, what could I eat, you know. Me, myself, I mean, I'm trying to stay away from sugar, you know, because it's just, it's unnecessary, you know what I mean? And it's in everything, but the thing is, labels will, you know, you can put labels, but then they switch up names on you. So there's like 50 my different names for just sugar, any oils. You know what I mean? So
yeah, do you use any of the what kind of sugar do you use, or do you not use any sugar at all? As far as like the natural sugar, is what I'm trying to get to.
Right, probably. I just avoid it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's in there, I make sure, you know, because I eat organic foods. You know, as much as I can, as far as like, you know, when I'm shopping. But I don't shop for, if I was, it'd be like, you know, maybe raw sugar, organic raw sugar or something like that, cane juice or something. But for sweeteners, I like agave. Dates are good. You know, they're real good if you want some sweetened, you know, baked goods or whatever, and just some sweets anyway. Dates are great. They have all natural sugar, you know.
Over the years you've impacted your section of the world with being a vegan and vegetarian? I mean, a vegan.
Have I impacted my section of the world?
Yeah.
That's funny. Let me see. You know what? It's a tough one to ask. I mean, I try to tell a few people about it without, you know, hitting them over the head. I mean, crazy thing, because I went to my old high school last week, and I to two classes about veganism. And this, I'm talking to kids, you know, high school kids. And they asked me too about, like, what's the impact. And I was, I travel, I tour all over the world. So people know through my music that I'm vegan, vegetarian. You know what I mean? They either like, hey, you know, they respect it in one way, like, they'll tell me what restaurants to go to, or they say, hey, you know what? You changed my life with this and this and that, and now I eat like this way. You know what I mean? So that's cool. I mean, in one section of the world where I'm at, I mean, I don't know if I've influenced everybody. I mean, there's a lot of people that are vegan. There's a lot of people that aren't vegan. I try to hang out and eat with people that are vegan. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see. You know, I mean, like I said, I'm putting out a whole project about it, the subject sort of, you know, and it's, but it's really about animal slavery. So we'll see what happens from that. You know, people might, you know, I mean, I'm always down to give advice and tell people what I know, and, you know, because I've been eating this way a long time. But I will, tell you one thing. Here's something that, that people didn't know. I was, after so many years of not eating meat, I decided as an experiment to try meat. And this is about 4 years ago. So me and an ex-girlfriend, we snuck out because she was a vegetarian at the time. She's not anymore and we're not together. But anyway, we snuck out and we were eating, like, I was like, well, I was thinking about a steak and she was thinking about chicken. And so both of us haven't eaten those things in years. And so we snuck out, started going to these high-end places, you know, eating free-range and grass-fed. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I ate a steak, a small steak, $30-something steak. And I was bugging. After that, I went on tour, a few tours, and everybody started, like, you know, I couldn't really hide it. So I was still, because I was still doing this experiment. So I was eating meat and people were like, what are you doing? What you doing, dude? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were bugging on me because I was actually tasting some of what this was and that was and this was and that. And they were like, whoa. And then, and so my couple of months, I was trying to do it for maybe a couple of months just to see what happened, what would happen with my body and all that. Because I was like, I'm going to die. I think I'm just going to. Sure enough, I was hooked for 2 years.
Two years
I was 2 years eating meat, but I still ate vegan. I still ate vegetarian, but I was like, I just was like, oh my God, I can't. It was like a drug. I was trying to, you know, have a steak here, do this there, have some chicken, you know, it was crazy. I mean, and when I was on stage,
how did you get back to being straight vegan then?
Well, I'll tell you, I started feeling lethargic. I started not feeling myself. My mind was kind of cloudy and everything. You know what I mean? Like, and I just felt like, you know, I got a little tummy. I was feeling just, I didn't feel good, you know. And then, but I knew I wasn't going to eat this way forever, even though I contemplated. And I just slowly just started weaning myself off of it as if, like, I was starting a new diet. You know what I mean? Even though it was my old diet. But now, I will say this. My new diet is definitely more stricter because I just know more. And I'm trying to learn more and I'm trying to gain. So I stopped, and then it's been kind of crazy, but it's been good, and I'll never do that again. That was wild, but now I'm on it, and I'm just, you know, it's been almost 4 years where I've been back. So, I did veer off for a little bit and just try to do something just to see, but yeah, 2 years I was trapped. I was like, holy man, I can't do this. Yeah, so.
So what is in the morning times, like, say a person needs an energy drink in the morning, not like an energy drink, but something, the energy that's a healthy with fruits and vegetables, what would you suggest?
I would suggest they make a smoothie in the morning. Fruits are always good for the morning time. What I do is I'll make a smoothie with frozen organic berries. I do a, you know, whether they're blueberries or raspberries, strawberries, whatever, maybe some mangoes, frozen mangoes too, and stuff like that. And I'll put about two or three bananas in there. And I might pour a little pineapple juice in there, and I'll put this green chlorella powder in there, or some spirulina. A little bit of that, blend it, and you drink that, and it's pretty good. Like, you can have that till it's lunchtime, really. But I like to have that and then some oatmeal. I'll put some fruit in the oatmeal if there's some spare. So fruits in the morning is pretty good with a little, like, jolt of some greens. I mean, you can eat salad in the morning if you want to. You know what I mean? Like, it's just as long as it's something that's going to be, like, you know, drink water in the morning when you wake up, plenty, and then you have your smoothie and whatever else you like, and then go about your day. And then lunchtime, you know, you can switch it up. I mean, whether you're raw, some people are raw vegan, and some people, you know, they'll definitely cook meals. I'm not raw like that, but I've definitely.
Now, why don't you explain? Because I know what raw is. Because there's a place mm-hmm. called the Rainbow Cafe, and they serve raw burgers, mm-hmm. and they serve the vegan burgers, which is so. Explain to people what raw means.
So basically, raw vegan is where you don't cook any of the food at all, so you don't cook any of the nutrients out of it, any nutrients. So you're going to eat all types of raw vegetables, fruits, grains, but I think you there's a tricky way and a crafty way to prepare these foods so that it's like these are pretty good. Like, you know, so you can have rice, quinoa, which I love quinoa, because it's packed with protein too. You know, and beans and whatever, and you can eat these vegetables and, you know, and all kinds of just raw means that. And so that you get, you know, in juices, and then you can and smoothies as well. You know,
okay.
But it's all raw. Yeah. So you just that keeps all the nutrients still inside, the nutrients and vitamins
okay.
and minerals. Mm-hmm. Which does a body
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And it really does. I've seen it, I've tasted it, but sometimes the raw sandwiches, I'm just like, okay. But it's not too bad. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to need y'all to move along with this. Now, say people, like, you don't drink, do you drink any kind of almond milk or any kind of, like, yeah. I know there's a new thing called cashew milk that I really love. What is your recommendation for that?
It's been around too. Yeah, that's good.
I just found it at a place called Natural Grocers that's in Henderson, and it really is actually it's amazing. And it has a high level of protein in it.
A lot of protein in nuts. So definitely the nut milks are good. I mean, rice milk is there's hemp milk, there's oat milk, there's the almond, cashew, almond. There's walnut, I think walnut. I'm not sure, but there's all kind of these milks in there, and they're good, man. I mean, you know, especially because we're lactose intolerant by nature, especially blacks and Asians and a lot of Latinos too, like. Everybody definitely is. I mean, it's milk and dairy is not a natural product. It's just, you know, it just was made this thing that we just one day was like, oh, we're going to eat this. You know, I don't know how it came about, but people love it. But milk is gross. I don't know.
Now, hemp milk I've just tasted recently, and it is really, really, it has a really amazing taste, and it actually it really is great in smoothies. So let's talk about hemp clothing and why that's beneficial to people and how, and because, you know, we people understand cotton, but cotton clothes, you know, go through a lot of bad processing on some levels in certain countries and stuff. So explain hemp to people, the hemp clothing.
Well, hemp clothing is just a different alternative from, like, you know, cotton, as you explained, and different, like, you can make it in so many ways. I mean, hemp clothing has been around for a long, long time, too. I mean, I remember, you know, maybe 15, 16, 17 years ago when cats were really busting it out, because, you know, there would be hemp shoes, hemp jackets, but they didn't really look that tight to me. You know what I mean? Like, I think because a lot of the hemp culture was coming from such a little hippie, dready culture, like, you know, Northern Cali and all that, where, you know, Humboldt is, and then just, you know, and then emulated from Jamaican culture or whatever. It was all right, but it was designed more for, like, that. Now hemp clothing is more like everybody's getting onto that, you know, but you should, because it's better for the environment. I mean, it's not killing a bunch of trees like that and knocking, you know what I mean? Like, it's just using, you know, straight hemp. I mean, it's beneficial. It ties up good. It threads good. It's sturdy, you know, it's dyeable. I don't know. I don't mind it. I mean, I don't mind cotton either. But hemp is definitely great. I mean, what's your – do you own any hemp garments?
Actually, I do own tank tops. And you know what? It's okay. I mean, it's not bad. I guess I would have to get used to it versus cotton, you know.
Yeah.
Cotton, I like cotton. But it's I actually bought it just to see how it would wear, knowing that the show was coming up. And it's not a bad wear.
Yeah.
I guess I would have to get used to it. The way you wash it, it I don't know. It just seems like it's a little rougher as it washes.
Yeah. Like, kind of,
you know,
yeah, that's what I'm
mean?
Saying. It's a little, yeah, cotton is definitely a little smoother.
I guess for me, I just like things when on my skin, I'm real like certain things. I wear the same shirt every day if I have to wash it because I like a certain feel of my shirt. But sometimes when you wash, I guess it has to maybe go through a couple of cycles. I even asked the lady in the store, but I think she was just selling it to sell it, not to really understand it. But you know, like I said, this show was more because I was really, you know, we were referred to me by Jackie, who has a winery up in Northern California. So you guys, I'll have to tag her on my page, and you guys can visit that. It's very awesome, lucrative, very just amazing winery. But she, when she told me about you, I was just interested because of the fact that Nevada is, a lot of people are moving here because Nevada is a very interesting, you know, we have many different cultures within Nevada. We, you know, in the vegan culture is very, I mean, like literally two more vegans came online.
I was surprised.
And it's very, those are two, but mind you, I could name, if I had the list, I could probably name 15 of them. And I can name you five restaurants and some of the big casinos that focus on vegan and vegetarian. They'll even let you come back and they'll let you know we don't fry our fries for the vegan in the same vat that we fry regular fries in. Something. So they really do. They're taking this. And you have to understand, Nevada is very, especially this area, and Henderson and Summerlin are very, very, the crowd that's really into, you know, natural nutrients. So interested to see when they have, like, they have a health convention coming up, and we're big on the conventions. A convention for everything, even the, yes, porn stars and toys and everything for everybody, There's something for everybody.
Everything.
But my son said it's 21,600. Who knew? Thank you, Eli, for that. That was information from Eli. 21,600 conventions that we have, it's always packed. But, I was just interested you came on because I had those questions, and I just wanted to tease you about the bee thing because I just thought that was funny because I still can't picture me raping a bee because I sort of got to get stinged. It's like the birds and the bees, like your mom ever told you about the birds and the bees. Birds and bees wouldn't do it because the bee would sting you, okay? So don't tell
she
me.
She kind of told
me
about
really
it.
Not how, you know, this is not how it's done. That's not how kids are made.
Right. It's not done like that, but it's definitely done in a manner where it's not that great either. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
I did tell you the truth. I did not know that the bees regurgitate 50 times. And you know what? That's interesting.
Yep.
We learn something new every day. I won't even tell you I knew that because I did not. So I find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, let me sit down and let me go research this. I'm very much into research. So I think I want people to be enlightened, especially because, like I said, Nevada is a very much vegetarian, vegan culture. There's a place, and when you do come out here, you'll have to go out here, and it's on Spring Mountain. It is the most awesome place. They make, if you ever go to like a Chinese restaurant and they have the, you know, the pork, right, with the coloring, they make the vegan pork. They make vegan things just like that. It's amazing.
Yep.
I had took my son there and his girlfriend, I think it was last year, and they looked at me, but when they tried it, it was done. It was done.
It was good.
You know what? I mean, because you don't even know. And I have to lie. I've tricked people with taking them like brownies. Like there's this one place that makes brownies, but they make them out of avocados and cocoa. And I took them to work, people ate those brownies up. And then they're going to tell, and then I said, well, you know, it was vegan. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Stop arguing with me. I'm telling you right now, it was only avocados and cocoa. And that's it.
Yep.
And the walnuts
yep.
that was in it. And people, and so I'm always amazed at the things that can be like, that are made out of that. And that people, and I don't think people realize that there are health benefits. There's a lot of health benefits.
There's a lot
but,
of
yeah,
health
most
benefits.
Of the, I mean, now we can joke and stuff. There was, you know, Jesus and time, they had more fish than we had, you know, the cows and stuff, and that was left for more of the rich people. So I get it, but, you know, but I still, you have to go through your own phase, and I think today was just more for education,
sure.
but to let people also recognize that people, that places are, I mean, there's a place called Life Kitchen that's here in Henderson, and they have organic wines. Now, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah,
really?
Good.
Okay. Okay. And it's, and they have vegan wines. Okay, I didn't know that vegans were fruits were vegan, but okay, I'm going to go with this because I'm going to tell you guys right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? I think it's because of how it's made, because sometimes people will use some kind of like a fish something to do something with the soil, and they'll do something to grind it up with it or something
oh.
like that. So obviously that's not vegan at all. You know what I mean? So sometimes that's done, and some other kind of manure, and so it's just, you know, something crazy like that. So I had
yeah,
to
no,
get
but I'm
on
just,
that too, like a while ago.
Yeah, no, I'm just, so I'm always interested in the, in the amount of knowledge that there is for people in this, and today in 2018, there's so many different ways for people to eat, and there shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And if you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to. Cause this, I'm not even sitting here saying, because people hurt me. I said, yes, I'm back to eating meat, but I have to. I'm wanting to go back to the other way. For me,
mm-hmm.
because I can tell you, for me, meat doesn't sit well. And I'm on meat right now only because I'm having hip surgery and they needed me. And at the time I hadn't talked to you, and I didn't have the knowledge to know how to get that my iron levels up without going back to the meat.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm having, now my iron levels are up because it was a risk of me not having hip surgery. And I want
right.
to be able to go back to doing marathons and chasing cute guys around and stuff. So, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, you know, I can't lie and say, that I don't want to. So, you know, that's, you know, because I got to be able to, you know, in the old days, the women used to chase the men and hit them upside the head with the spears, and stuff, you know, to become their husbands and stuff. So I'm figuring I'm going to need to, you know, to get back to that. So, you know, I'm so crazy. I'm sorry. Let me stop. Always got to with my jokes. Okay, let me stop. But seriously, though, I did not know. And I was like, when they said, you know, your anemia levels have dropped to 9. You have got to get it back up. And so that was my only recourse. But now I want to go because I can actually testify, and I'll tell everybody, when I went from vegetarian to vegan, my stomach was flat. And I'm in a
right.
thank you. My stomach was seriously flat. So now
right.
with the meat, so I'm like, now I understand some of the things that I can go back to, and after the surgery, then I will be going back to those. So I, and knowing the things now that I have to do and stuff. So it's,
make sure you get in a lot of greens after your surgery, just so, cause that's going to strengthen you. You know what I mean? It's going to strengthen
you. Oh, I'm going to tell you, you know what the thing I learned about greens a long time ago? And,
what's that?
And because I had a doctor who told me this because I have diverticulitis. And he said, you need to stay away from anything that's not as green as you can take that piece of leaf, and you can actually take it on a piece of paper and the green will come off. That's the kind of green of vegetables
right.
you want. And I and so I
do.
Now that's why
and most
I
doctors
eat a lot
aren't
of,
even tell you that.
No, he told me, he goes, because he's like, you know what, and they were, and the problem was I was eating really healthy, but he was like, you know, cut back off of the wheat fiber and start doing these vegetables and your stomach will feel
and fruit,
better.
Fruit fiber,
Yeah. And I eat, now I have to be honest with everybody. I'll tell you, pineapple and turmeric, like today my leg was hurting more. I have to take the medicine because it's so much pain because of the hip. It's a very odd position that my leg is in right now. They have to replace my whole hip. So today I didn't really want to take the medicine So I went in the kitchen and got some pineapple and turmeric.
Yep, yep.
And it, I mean, I love pineapples and turmeric. And I'm going to tell you something about pineapples. I thought watermelon kept me full, but
watermelon
pineapple
is good too.
Really,
that has a lot of, water, that has a lot of protein as well.
Watermelon has protein, really?
Yeah, tons.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
it does.
No, I'm just saying, oh, wow, because I walk around. I get really hostile when my kids try to take my watermelon. We all have watermelons
yep.
in the house with our names on it. That's your watermelon. You eat it. That's no, I'm not lying. You think I'm
that's
lying.
That's yours. That's
you know,
funny, though. I love watermelon,
so we have
too.
Shelves. So we like here, you ate your fruit. We have to have shelves for our fruit and vegetable because my kids are the most profound vegetable eaters, and my youngest really doesn't eat that much meat, if he eats any meat at all, okay?
Right.
But we have shelves about the fruit, and I told everybody, and I put a note, you ate your fruit, don't go to the third shelf, that's mine, because somebody can see Jesus up in this house. I'm not playing with y'all.
Yeah.
Don't touch my fruit, because, like, I'm like,
right.
seriously, you know, and so, but I watermelon, I'll walk around with a spoon and a watermelon, and you know, I found this out, because my dog, I didn't know watermelon had protein, but my doctor had me giving my doggies, because they were having stomach problems, watermelon.
Mm-hmm. They love it.
And they love it, and it's good. And they have stopped having
those
stomach problems. I mean, so they
good,
love it.
Yeah.
Like today I was eating watermelon, and they were in the kitchen barking. I'm like, did you even pay for your share of the watermelon? Somebody need to get away from this. But I'm telling you,
yep,
watermelon
exactly.
and pineapple. But pineapple, oh, my God.
Pineapple,
turmeric,
and ginger is good, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yeah. So I'm just like, I'm trying to get back there. I guess I think I really got afraid of that. Oh my God, I don't want my anemia, my levels down anymore.
Right.
And I want this surgery. So I didn't have it. Cause anybody will know me. They'll tell you for the last year I went from vegetarian to vegan, but then
right.
I had to stop because I didn't know. Like Jackie hadn't introduced us yet. So I didn't know. And you know, I was going to come on here and tease you, but I just also want to be honest with people that the vegetarian, the vegan, you know, vegetarian lifestyle and the vegan life and vegetarian and vegan were working for me. And I have to say I was more probably because I was eating more vegetables and fruit more times
yep.
a day. And yes, I know that because they say, you know, I'm borderline diabetic and I went back to diabetic, but now, and that's just a family history, but I noticed that when I'm straight vegan,
it can reverse,
that my
though.
Numbers stay,
it can reverse.
Yeah, it can
yep.
be reversed, yes it can, and my numbers are very low, and so, but I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of energy, and I already have a ton of energy, it's really sad, I'm
yeah, that's the thing,
the energy
you definitely have more, yeah, you have energy, it's good, and it's just crazy, I mean, something so simple, and the thing is, like I was saying, doctors are not going to tell you this really because they want you to be on dope. You know, they want you to be on drugs and so they could, you know, cause, so they can get rich off you and they don't care about, you know, like I'm not going to say all doctors, but majority, because the thing about doctors is they're not taught nutrition. You know what I'm saying? So they're taught how to sew you up, cut you up, put this here, you know, snip that, put that there, sew that here, maybe give you this for that. But they just don't know nutrition. Which is kind of
right.
insane, you know what I mean? Like they should
yeah.
know that, but
yeah.
they just don't.
I mean, it is odd. It's just I don't know. It's like a mechanic, but a person who works on cars, but they only know how to weld the certain parts, but they don't know how to do the mechanical
mm-hmm.
thing. So, I mean, it's just
right.
like you got to bring it all together. But I know I was very enlightened today. Literally, seriously, didn't know the bees were regurgitated. And I'm going to be the first one to admit, I don't know everything, and I'm interested in that. I'm going to have to go talk to the bees because people say I do talk to
yeah.
animals very much and see what they think about this.
Yeah,
and
the queen,
talk to
yeah,
them about this.
Yeah, because the
queen
bee is
about
the queen bee is and sometimes, you know, it's crazy what they do. They'll kill the queen, and then they have to do all this other stuff. It's a crazy process what they do. The bees don't kill the queen, but the beekeeper will. And you know, cause the bees go out looking for a drone or something and that, you know, or the queen does rather. Queen goes out looking for a drone and then she gets pregnant by whatever drones. And then she comes back, has these bees and then they work for her. And, sometimes the bee, and then after, you know, the bees give enough honey up, they'll kill the queen and kill the whole hive and then start all over. It's just like, what? Like, It's nuts, but I mean, I'm not sure if they're doing that so much now, but it's still like talks of that, you know what I'm saying? So, and I just had to go,
know.
Wait
I
a minute.
Well, I was
and the
very enlightened.
Thing, I kind of knew for a while. Okay, good.
You know,
good,
I did
good.
Not. I'm gonna tell you, I did not know that, and that's a one thing about the diva. She will always tell you if she didn't know, she will not pretend that she does. I can tell you, I've done my studies on pineapple. And, I've done my studies on pineapple and turmeric, and people like I've had people tell me lately.
My mama liked that
I said,
too.
Go take the pineapple and turmeric. I tell people, and if it doesn't work for me, you just ain't doing. If it doesn't work for you, you're not doing the right thing because pineapple
right.
and turmeric really
right,
it does help inflammation. I mean, like at night, I will take pineapples and chop them up in really fine and boil them in hot water and drink that before I go to bed. And it is the bomb. I mean, it really does. It keeps me full from having, because I'm trying to get back into the habit that I was 3 months ago where I'm trying not to eat anymore past like 6 o'clock. And I notice when I'm drinking hot water with either, you know, and sometimes it's just as silly as this. Sometimes I'll put the lemon or I'll put the pineapple. And then sometimes I'll just have a spinach like soup, hot water with the spinach in it. And it'll give me flavor, and that's what I do. I'm a big on the hot water and the things because I notice that it'll curb my appetite right there. And I do a lot of cabbage, have a vegetable broth where I'll boil cabbage, tomatoes, and broccoli. I'll boil it for the week, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll take a scoop of it, and then I'll add fresh vegetables to that as a base each week. So that's something that really works for me. I got that from Rainbow Cafe. She taught me that. I can't say that was something I learned, but she's like, you know. And so I always admit. You see, I didn't lie about where I got the other information, but now I'm learning. I'm like, in the things that you
well,
taught me,
about.
I will
you
let me.
Yeah,
live and I mean
learn,
the thing
man.
About beets,
you know,
and I love beets. I'm gonna tell you, I love fresh beets.
I love
I'm
beets
the only person
too.
In my family
I eat salad every day.
Ooh, I could eat beets. I don't care something about beets. People like I cannot eat beets without. No,
they're
I can
great.
Eat beets like just they're great. I mean, and they, so yeah, I really, really appreciate you coming on and talking to us today. I know you've been really busy I'm really grateful for you coming on and let me joke with you about certain things and tease you about.
Oh,
the
it's all good, man.
So do the animals, do they have like a union or something that they talk to or
do they have a communion?
A union. Do they have like a union?
Oh, union. Well, the wild ones do at least, but the ones that are trapped and enslaved, they don't. They definitely
don't.
You know what I'm saying? Because
they need to get union representation. Oh,
yeah, they
guys.
Definitely
okay.
they definitely have a yeah, it's crazy. But the album I'm writing about it is definitely like I think people are either they're either going to be like holy this is heady or but it's the thing about the album too it's catchy. You know, so it's not like just a sad, sad situation. It's animal blues, definitely, but it's definitely like it's educational. You know what I mean? Like very informative. I'm trying to just let people, you know, give awareness so that people do like.
Well,
kind of go,
I can
wow,
tell
this,
you, I belong to his name's Danny Tesla. He's a vegan, and we go to once a month. Mm-hmm. He has a big vegan party for us. We all bring food, everything
cool.
vegan food, of course. And so next month when I go, I'm going to play this for them and stuff. But, you know, feel free, any music that you have that you want us to play or any if you have a 30-second commercial, because this is me. I don't care whether you're a vegan or vegetarian or you're an atheist. If you have a product
right.
that I can network for you, I want you to share it on the air with us because I
sure.
love networking. And so, you know, if you have a 30-second to a minute commercial, please let us know. Let us know when you're doing something and I always will speak it out for you because the thing is, the bottom line is, what maybe somebody here says, oh, well, that's nice. I'm still going to eat meat. But, hey, you know what? I like the part where he said I need to eat more greens, really leafy greens.
Right,
okay?
Right, exactly. No, and that's the thing. I mean, this is not done yet, but, I mean, when it's done, I'll definitely send you a couple of songs because there's some songs I don't swear on at all, and then there's some shit I do swear on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you know what?
I
play it all because you know what? I have a varying difference of audience, so some of those I won't upload to the other places that I know that won't play the cursing, but I will play it on here. But I want to, you know, wait before we go. I was thinking, you know, it's really funny. You know, as long as I don't know what happened, but you know, I can't eat eggs anymore. Eggs or chicken.
Yeah, you know, the thing,
and I don't know
eggs
what
are
that
from
is,
chicken, and the thing
I
about
cannot,
eggs
I,
as well.
I vomit. I vomit now.
Okay. Well,
and that's
well,
something
hey,
I didn't
it's,
do.
It's understandable because chickens, you know, that's their menstrual. egg is just their period. You know what I mean? That's an egg is the thing about an egg too. It comes from one place. It comes from the cloaca, and so that is one hole, and that's where they poop. That's where they pee, and the egg comes out. That's it.
Yeah, because I noticed I cannot since I did since I even though I came back to eating like some fish and some steak,
yeah.
I cannot eat chicken and I cannot eat eggs at all. It's horrible.
Mhm. It is horrible. It's horrible what they go through just to make that egg. You know, it's crazy. But
yeah,
that's
so now,
they found a way to trick them. They found a way to trick them into doing it, and it's like they lay them, and then they take the eggs away, and they go, oh, wait a minute, I got to lay some more eggs.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's but I would suggest you do this. I don't know if you've seen any documentary or anything like
that.
No,
I have a documentary that somebody told me about, and I have to watch it. I have not. I know there's a documentary out there that a lot of people have told me about, but I can't remember. But, yeah. But if you have one, send it to my message box, and then I will watch it. And I'll even post it.
Yeah,
so
I mean, they're on Netflix.
Knowledge is power, and everybody
knowledge
has a right to know. And everybody has a right to know what's out there, and I'm not the person to hide it. I mean, because like this last point on Kirkpatrick, so Kim Patrick, whatever this guy's name is. So, you know, I had this discussion on the air with somebody else on Sunday, and this is my feel of it. I understand that we are – that his fight was about it was taking a knee because of the fight for African American young men and boys who were being killed. My thing is, there's six other days on the week that you can protest, get things together.
Right.
This is what I said, and this is what I said. If it's so important to him, why isn't he still? Is he going to protest it on the off season? No. He's not protesting, but you have all this time to protest and to help these people. I get it. TV is where people watch these things, and I get it because I think it was the Green Bay Packers or I forgot the team who just said that they will pay the fines for any of their players who take a knee. I get it, but let's do this the right way. If you're going to protest, and this is just my personal opinion, protest 6 days a week, get organization, stay protesting. Don't do – because you know what, to me, this is what I said. It couldn't have been that important to him because I haven't seen him taking a knee or protesting anything since the season has been off.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
Kaepernick?
Personal opinion.
Or he's been laying low. I mean, he's been doing
a lot. But the thing is, where is the protest? Let's protest this thing 6 days a week. Let's protest it all these other days a week. Don't wait till it comes on because this is the thing. I don't care what, and I understand that they have a right to protest. But, and people are saying, but in my job, if I wouldn't protest and I signed a contract, then I could get fired. So you know the job you took when you took it, so don't get upset when people don't agree with you. Because I watch NFL knowing that I paid for this prime ticket, and I get to watch it, and I'm not going to have any problems. So that's just my thing. As far as the African American, the issue. Some people told me that I'm not understanding the issue. No, I'm understanding it because I'm older than a lot of you people think. I'm 54 this year, and the issue is not gone.
Oh, wow.
50% of African American boys and males are killed. This is a phenomenon. It's crazy. Excuse me. Not 50. Yeah, 50%. But of that percent, half of that percent, we have black-on-black crime, which is interesting to me because every time I point this out to somebody, I even point this out to a Black Panther interview I did, they told me to stop talking. So we want to talk about everything else, but we don't want to talk about our own killing each other. We're taking out our own.
Yeah, it's true.
So why don't we talk about that?
Very true.
Why don't we talk about – but you're going to shut me down and tell me I'm a house nigger. This is what the Black Panthers told me.
Right.
But because I'm bringing up this issue. No, I haven't gotten off the issue, and because I'm the diva and because I look a certain way and act a certain way, and, of course, people say I talk a certain way, has nothing to do with it. The fact is we need to address – first of all, we need to address how come our men are being killed. Yes. Okay?
Right.
But on the other hand, we need to address, why are we killing each other? What is wrong with you people?
It's you know, it goes back a long way. It goes back to the Willie Lynch theory, and it goes beyond that, and it goes like jealousy and everything, and people in gangs and people claiming streets that they ain't even built and people living in projects. They talking about like they built them and, you know, and it's just a lot of, it's just with us, but it's not only just with us, but in America it is. So we got to get past that and stop hating on people who are thriving. If black people are thriving, why they got to be coons? Why they got to be house niggas? I understand, like, if they say something coonery, you know what I mean, and whatever, or they do some house nigga shit, they're like, hey, that's one thing. But if they're not and they're just trying to progressively get us forward and not trip off the stupidness, like, you know, because we don't want to be this race where we're always crying about this, oh, we whining about this. I mean, it's a crazy time right now. Like, people are very sensitive. You know what I mean? Like,
they are.
And it's all, you know, and I'm always like, dude, why are we, like, really? You know what I mean? Like, oh, she said this. No, she's racist. Okay. What are we going to do? Are we going to tar and feather her? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we going to do? Okay, you pointed out that they're racist. Now what? We just, you know what I mean? Okay, she's found out or he's found out. Then what? You know what I mean? It's like always fools and pointing the finger, but all this other internal stuff is going on. Yes, blacks are killing blacks all the time. You can hear it in music, blatantly. You know what I mean? Like, you hear it in music. Mm-hmm. That's how crazy it is. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
But we're not the only race. This is the thing. I mean, like, if you look into the cartel, into the his culture, their population is being annihilated. They go by certain. They're almost like the it's crazy. The bottom line, I think I'm trying to say to people is, you know what? We seem like we're regressing a lot. We're like, I mean, mm-hmm. people tell me I don't care about my people. I care. But actually, I grew up at a time where at 18 years old, I wanted something. I went and got a whole bunch of jobs. And I didn't cry about it. I worked my ass off to get there. And I didn't make excuses for what I want. If I want something, I'm going to go get it. And the thing is, I think that people have to understand, your perception of yourself actually perceives how that somebody else might see you. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So if you think that, if you go into a situation thinking automatically, I'm black and they're not going to like me, those vibes are going to come off. I go into situations like this. Look, I deserve this. I'm going to get this. If I don't get it,
exactly.
Maybe I need to adjust the words that I said or something else, or maybe that job wasn't meant for me. I think sometimes people forget God takes things from you. Then maybe it wasn't meant for you. It has nothing to do with color.
Absolutely, because I never think about, like, I just don't have always this thing about, like, oh, I'm black, they might be tripping. Or, I mean, if I was doing that, I wouldn't get into the business I'm in, because I do perform in front of a lot of white kids. Sometimes it's not a lot of white kids. Sometimes it is tons of white kids. And I don't fix how I talk in front of white people. Like, they're going to get what they get from me. I can articulate. I can sound this way. I can sound that way. But, but I'm going to sound like how I sound right now, and they're going to get what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Without that, I got to switch up. Hey, guys, I was wondering, yes, sir, ma'am, I was wondering. You know, I've never done that. So it's how you get me is how you get me, and people appreciate it. Plus, I like to make people feel comfortable all the time, whether you a gangbanger, whether you're a square, whether you are a beautiful woman, whether you maybe not so beautiful, whether you're funny, whether you're not, whether you're mad about something, whether you know what I mean? Like, I always try to come off and get, you know, and make you feel comfortable first before you feel threatened, because people don't know until I open my mouth and then I start talking to them and they get the vibe and then they go, okay, you're actually being peaceful. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
even
I
when
think
I hit
you
the stage,
said something.
People think I'm going to do turn up music, and then I get up there and I do some, I'm on some hip hop and they're just like, oh, okay, we jamming with you. It's
I think you said something that people need to understand is that you go in, and maybe you didn't say this, but I'm saying this, you go in with the attitude that you have unconditional positive regard for people. I call it unconditional positive regard and love for people, and I want them to feel comfortable so that they can be okay. And I think that if more people did that, we would be in a different place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And so,
and
I mean,
stop
so that's,
all this
that's
burden,
it. We,
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people, you either, and it's this, people either love me or hate me, and I don't care either way, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just going to talk to God, and I'm going to go get it, enjoy, and that'll be at the end of the day, okay? So y'all be okay, because I don't care. You know, I don't really care what you people do, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's about, this is what I tell people, it's about the unconditional positive regard for you have for people. And I live my life as if I remember the times that Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Mother Teresa, Harriet Tubman were on the earth. I wasn't here with every Harriet Tubman. And I swear, if somebody even mails me that, I'm going to slap you. I swear to God I am. But I know that those people live by unconditional positive regard for people in life, and they loved unconditionally, like Maya
sure.
Angelou. And when you do that unconditional love, and I have to say, maybe it's just me, but when I was really practicing heavy vegan and vegetarian, I felt that I got to a more enlightenment and understanding of life. And I would encourage
mm-hmm.
everybody to try vegan and vegetarian, because you get to
yeah,
see, I feel like
exactly.
I see life at a different perspective because
you do.
Of there's so much clean eating and so much of your system is clean that you have nothing else but to absorb the energy, positive energy around you and life. And I look at people, I've always looked at people in a different way. I look at them because God made every one of us on earth, and he made us unique, and he loves each of us. Everybody has something to give to earth. And that's how I look at it. Yes, there's prejudice. Yes, there's all of these things that go on that are sad at certain times. But if more people just try just a little bit to find a
mm-hmm.
good thing in everything, then think of what could happen for the world, seriously.
Yeah,
and I think that's why I
yeah.
really like when I was going to the some of the vegan groups and stuff, because they were about peace, about finding solutions,
sure.
and about trying to and they were black vegans. They were white vegans. They were Chinese vegans. So
yep,
it didn't
yep.
matter.
Didn't matter.
So I don't know. I don't know. I guess we could just go on and on. But I just want to thank you, Z-Man, for coming on and blessing the diva
thank
today, because we had a good talk, and I really appreciate your time, and I really am thankful for the connection from Jackie that we made, and I
yep.
appreciate you,
yeah,
and I hope that you have a good week, and I'm looking, post your art so we can see it, because I'm interested in that, and I think that you're a great young man who's doing great things for the world, and I think you've impacted it more than you know, because you helped me today with just like some clarification and things that I know I can do. So I appreciate
yeah,
you.
No,
one more
no,
time
you
before
do.
We go off the air, give everybody your handles where they can find you on social media.
On social media, you can find me on Facebook, Z-Maney, Z-Dazzle. On Twitter, it's Z-Man the Original. And on, what's that, Instagram, that thing? That's what it's called? Instagram, yep. Z-Maney, Z-Dazzle. I don't have Snapchat. That's for the teenagers. Anyway, that's it. That's all. Z-Man.
All right.
And
thank
it's Z-Dash. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No,
and
one thing I
want to
ask you, one thing, how long have you been growing your hair? How long?
I've been growing this hair for 27 years, almost 28 years.
How long is your hair?
It's about, about 4 feet, maybe, something like that. I don't, maybe.
Oh,
I mean, I'm about 6 feet, 6'1", so probably 4 feet, yeah. It goes to the back of my knees.
You're tall. And you know what? I just want to tell you, ladies, you know, I haven't met him in person. I will soon, because I'm going to go up to Oakland to talk to Chef Ye, and then I'll have to head up to San Francisco. So I'll tell you guys how cute he is, and like in person, his pictures look cute. And you know the diva, she always over here like complimenting somebody. Okay, so let me stop.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Blame it on the veganism. That's that. Hey, if it wasn't for
yeah,
that, I'd be looking crazy.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate it. I wanted to let everybody today to know that I got to meet the manager of Journey, and that was a really fun conversation with my future daughter-in-law, Carrie. I love the old-fashioned, the guys were opening the doors for us, pulling out the chairs, offering
mm-hmm.
to buy us food and drinks. You know what? It just made me refreshed to know that, you know, they're still good, and they had teenager sons. And, you know, you guys need to remind your sons, and I know that this may sound sexist, but you guys need to remind your sons to open doors for people, no matter what
right.
their color, and to have those mannerisms as a man, because they are strong standards, and you need them. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Definitely. They certainly are. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I
thank
you.
Say it.
I just have to say it because I know that some people don't want to hear it, and you know, and I know that everybody's like, well, there's so many. No, as a man, there's certain expectations, and as a woman, there's certain expectations. And this is the last thing. I got an email from a guy, and I told somebody this, and he had told me that his girlfriend, he asked me should he break up with his girlfriend because he buys her cars, he does these things for her, and she always wants to go out with her other guy friends all the time. He was surprised her and wanted to take her to San Francisco, by the way.
Uh-oh.
And he showed up at the house to pick her up, and she said she was busy and went off with these guys. I told him he needed to stop talking to her for her a week, not respond to any of her texts. And when she did call, and then called her on the phone and explained how the relationship would work. If you want to be treated like a woman in this relationship, then you need to respect that I'm a man, or you need to walk on. And you know what? And as a man, and sometimes women, we have these men and we treat them like crap. That's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay. It's not okay. And you know what? She and I said to him before, send me. And so I helped him through this process. The girl then told him he was controlling. He said, "What did I say?" I said, "You need to tell her goodbye and block her number and call at the end of the day and move on." Because you know what? If you're buying somebody a car and you buying them jewelry and whatever, asking, doing everything, and she is spending more time with other men, then basically you just her bitch, and I'm going to say it just like that, and you need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Definitely.
It was hard for him, but I say that because sometimes – we women want to, like, say, oh, it's the guys. But women, we're doing these things, and I'm getting a lot of emails from guys who are just the sweetest men who are trying to be good men, and you can treat them like crap. Stop it. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that because I promised I would tell him, you know, I told him I wouldn't say his name, but I asked him, could I share the story? And, you know, and guys, don't be so in a hurry to buy a woman a car, jewelry, and everything else. She's got to prove that she deserves all of that and stuff. If you want to buy somebody, come on, I'll make you some meals. I'll be your woman, and I'll wash your clothes and laundry, and I'll cook for you, okay? There you go. Okay.
There you have it. There you have it.
The diva just tried to be nice to everybody. But anyway, that's it. You guys have a great week, and we will see you guys on Sunday. And on Sunday, we're going to be talking about grief. Grief never ends. Sometimes it gets better, but grief doesn't end until for some people, it just doesn't. And I know a lot of people have been emailing me about that they have relatives who die, they miss them, that's okay. But we'll talk about the stages of grief and how to get to them. Z-Man, Matt, love, Matt, respect, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Yes.
All right, hon. All right. That was Z-Man, and oh, my God, he is a major, major awesome guy. He's a vegan, and you know what? If you guys didn't learn something, you guys were not listening. You guys, I'm going to actually go look at that bee thing. I don't know. I may not be eating any more honey. All right, this is Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams, your host. Blowing all you guys kisses. Mad love.